Hello, today we're talking about sex. We're getting right into it because I recently had some interesting conversations and I started to realize that I'm probably not the only one that's experiencing this in her 20s. So welcome to the Algorithm of Life, the podcast for and about people in their 20s that are trying to beat the algorithm of life. When I think about the first time I ever had sex, I kind of giggle because it was bad, okay? And I'm not afraid to admit this because I'm probably not the only one. When you're young and it's like one of the first few times you're having sex, like you don't know what you're doing. I didn't know what I was doing at least. And I didn't know what I liked and what it was. Yeah, I really didn't know, especially when it came to myself, what I liked, you know? When I think back about those times, when I think back about being a teenager, I remember very clearly that sex was put in such a negative light for me. Especially coming from my peers. Only coming from my peers, to be honest. So people my age, specifically men, made me think bad about sex. Like it was a bad thing. I think a lot of men are raised to speak about sex and a lot of women are raised the opposite, right? Like speaking about sex was not ladylike. It wasn't good. And I mean this specifically coming from my peers, and it also has to do with sex education at school, but I will get into that later. Like, I specifically remember that that was the moment that I learned about feminism, because that was the moment where I clearly realized that there is a difference between men and women, and it was the way they were being treated when it came to sex. Men were getting praised to have sex, and women were getting slut-shamed to have sex. It didn't make any sense in my fucking brain. So I think that's why growing up I had a bad idea about sex, because for me, it was getting presented by my peers, by people my age and maybe even older, but it was presented in a way of like, if you have sex, you're a slut and that doesn't count for men. You know, it really felt like sex was not a good thing. I think that's why later on, I kind of grew up with this idea that like I shouldn't enjoy sex. I shouldn't enjoy it because as a woman, it was a bad thing. That was kind of what was put in my brain. Even though I was trying to like educate myself on feminism, because that's when I learned about feminism and I was kind of diving into it. And I was also realizing that it wasn't fair. But I think unconsciously, it made me think about sex in a bad way. I think this is also why the female pleasure of like the idea of a woman enjoying sex was not something that was on my mind growing up, like at all. And I think it might also have to do with sex education that I got at school. I remember getting introduced to it at school, and it was very like literally like the scene in Mean Girls where the teacher was like, don't have sex or you'll get pregnant and die. Like that was engraved in my head, like don't have sex because you'll get STDs and you'll get pregnant and you'll die. And for a long time, I didn't even know it was a thing. Like, I think at some point growing up, I literally thought that sex was something that men enjoyed. And I want to like vomit while saying that because it's actually ridiculous. But honestly, yeah, there were many moments where I was like, sex is something you do to please the guy. And God, am I happy that I don't believe that anymore, because that is bullshit. Okay. I don't think it only has to do with like sex education I got at school and the opinions of my peers, but also from the porn industry, you know, like that is, I do remember growing up kind of with Tumblr, and I feel like Tumblr porn was way different than like Pornhub porn. But I feel like typical Pornhub porn, like that was just like so unrealistic. Come on. Okay. Like, I know there's a lot out there right now, but like, the things I grew up seeing, very unrealistic. That is not sex. Like, it's just ridiculous. For the longest time, I thought that this was maybe a culture thing, but I recently talked with someone and it made me realize that maybe it's also a generation thing. Because if you look at magazines and blogs, for the longest time, when there was something about sex or articles about sex, it was often like how to give a guy a blowjob, or, you know, like how to give the best hand job, and all these things focused on how to please a guy. And nowadays, there are way more articles that are also talking about female pleasure, way more than ever. There's definitely like a shift going on there, and I'm fucking rooting for it. I do want to preference that if I'm talking about men and women here, I know I'm talking a lot about heterosexuals relationships, and that's just because that's what I have the most experience in. But when I'm talking about a woman, I mean someone with a vulva. When I'm talking about a man, I mean someone with a penis. That's, I just wanted to like reference that. But at some point growing up, I started to question this whole idea of like, why does it seem like men crave sex more than women? So I did a deep dive because, you know, I love to overanalyze everything. So I did a deep dive. For me, what I've realized that if you've been told that expressing yourself sexually is something bad, then you're way less likely to want to do it. And I relate to this, at least for me in my experience. Like, for the longest time, I was being slut-shamed by expressing myself sexually. So I think that's why I was more hesitant to think that even if I did it, I should enjoy it. You know, because I think it somehow got engraved in my mind that like, oh, this is not specifically a good thing. And I think that this might apply to more women. Like, if I think culturally, at least where I live, it happens a lot that, you know, if a man has 5 bet partners and a woman has 5 bet partners, that man is getting fucking praised for it and she's getting slut shamed for it. So another thing that I was thinking about was birth control, right? Like, it's not a hidden secret that going on the pill, at least I'm talking about the pill because I've been on the pill for about 8 years, so, and I have the most experience with that, and I've talked to a lot of other girls that have been on the pill for years, and it's not a secret that the pill can make you have a lower sex drive, right? It has everything to do with the hormones and everything. Not everyone experiences a lower sex drive, but I did, and I know other females that did as well, and that is the main reason why I stopped with it, and I definitely noticed a difference. We're kind of going off track here, but I do want to share it. Like, stopping the pill, like, as happy, like, it's been the best decision ever. I'm super happy I did it. I'm super happy, like, after 8 years, to at least see what my body does has been really nice, because I feel way more like myself. It's just way more myself. I feel way more willingly to take on challenges. Like, I'm fucking running a half marathon. I'm going traveling next month. Like, these are, like, I don't know if it's, like, a coincidence or whatever, but, like, I just do feel like more myself, and I do feel more willingly to take on challenges and take on, yeah, big risks or whatever. But hormonal acne, not a fucking vibe, okay? I was talking to someone about this yesterday, not a vibe. That's something I've definitely, that's a big fucking con. That is a big con. That is something that birth control definitely held under control, right? But okay, everything has its pros and cons. Okay, but these are like some assumptions I had, but let's look into some studies. Let's see what the research is saying, okay? A study found that majority of men think about sex once a day, while only about 25% of women thought about sex at that same rate. So that study found that females tend to think less about sex compared to men. Another study found that men are more likely to get turned on by specific and unchanged things, but women tend to generally be more open to different types of sexual experiences. So we're not talking about how easy men get turned on, but we're talking about the different types of things that turn them on. And apparently, women are more open to different sexual experiences. And I do think that's true. Interesting. Okay. And then there was another study that said that studies have shown that people with penises take about 4 minutes between the beginning of getting turned on and eventually orgasm, and people with vulvas average closer to 10 or 11 minutes. So basically, it takes about 4 minutes for a guy to orgasm. Before someone with a vulva, it takes about 10 to 11 minutes. This is also such an interesting one. I think this doesn't come as a surprise, though, even though when I was growing up, like, there was so much priority, or I put so much priority in making the guy orgasm, but honestly, it's just way easier than making a girl orgasm, okay? Like, how do I tell someone what I like if I didn't know what I like, right? Like, the first times I had sex, I didn't even know about female pleasure. That's number one. And also, like, how do I know what I like? You know, I wasn't exploring my body enough to know what I liked. So how do you tell a guy what you like? And for the longest time, I just felt like, oh, girls are so complicated. Like, to make a girl come is so complicated, and like, guys are fucking simple, and it goes way faster. And the timing is also a thing, right? Because I think for the longest time, I thought that sex ends when the guy orgasms. Boop, finished. You know, that's what I thought. I thought that You know, like, if I didn't come, I was like, well, better luck next time. Now I'm like, absolutely not. I'm taking responsibility for my own orgasm, and we're going to make it fucking happen, okay? But that also has to do with understanding your body more and knowing what you like. But I don't know where I was given the idea that sex ends when the guy orgasms, because typically, like this study shows, it takes only 4 minutes for a guy to fucking come on average. If for a woman, it takes double the time. Okay, so it takes time. But then I got to thinking, like, why is it so complicated for us? Like, why is it that with a guy with a penis, you just press a button and that's it? Like, it's so fucking simple. But for females, it's not. And I even though I am learning about what I like and what I don't, it's still complicated. And surprise, it's different every time. And we're going to get into that. But I read an article. For women, good sex is 80% mental and 20% physical. And when I read that, I was like, wait a second. That's so fucking true. That's so fucking true. I do want to say that, like, I think 80% is a lot. Like, from my personal experience, I think 80% sounds like a lot. But I do maybe think that it's maybe a bit more mental than it is physically. Maybe someone is listening and they're like, BB, this is, like, not news for me. And this is not news for me either, but this, like, made it make sense. And I read this article that said that before a woman can get turned on, she has to experience desire. I don't know how I feel about that word, but the article proceeded to say that men or people with penises just usually need a visual stimulation, and they're turned on, they're ready to go. But females need to experience desire. We need just a little bit more mental stimulation, okay? The visual thing definitely works great, but I do feel like there is something mental. And I recently spoke with someone that is a guy, and he said that men don't need emotional connection with someone in order to want to have sex with them. And I think this definitely doesn't count for everyone. In general, everything I say today doesn't count for everyone, but, and there's an article I read that said that there is scientific research to support the observation that women tend to feel sexual desire towards men for who they have an emotional connection. And then I found this thing on Reddit, because I was trying to figure out, like, why this is. Like, why do women then crave that emotional connection more than men do? And then I read something on Reddit. The person said, it could be a function of evolution. Men have virtually unlimited amount of sperm, but women have precious few eggs to be fertilized. So they're going to be choosier about whom they have sex with. And part of that choosiness is the need to feel emotionally connected. I guess there is kind of like some scientific shit behind it, because if you think about it, like, if men have sex, they don't get pregnant. If a woman has sex, she can get pregnant, right? So maybe there's just more choosiness, because I don't know, the body is like, I'm not saying that this is something like you do like consciously, I think it's like an unconscious thing of the female body. Like, I don't know, that was kind of mind-blowing for me. I was like, that kind of makes sense. That kind of makes sense why we want to have an emotional connection with someone, because that was a very like deep dive. I read a lot of articles because I fucking love being a woman, you know? Like, sometimes I talk to my guy friends and they're like, why are women so complicated? I'm like, I don't know, but I fucking love it. Okay, I freaking love it. I love that we're so complicated. I love, like, that just makes women so much more interesting, right? Like, there's no one button, and that's what I love. And it's so interesting because when I talk to my friends as well, I think that, at least in my experience and for the people around me, I kind of grew up really thinking more about the guy when I was having sex. Like, it was more about how can I please him and all that. And then the older I get, the more it's kind of shifting towards, what do I want? And how can I profit from this situation? How can I get pleasure out of this situation, right? And it's a bit more selfish, and it's a bit more, the older I get, the more I prioritize my own pleasure. I think that's something really important. And I think diving into my own specific experience and situation, like, I've been in a relationship for a really long time, 7 years now, and people always ask, like, how do you keep it exciting? And it's like, I don't think there's an easy way to explain that in one sentence, but I've really learned the importance of talking about sex. I think that, again, coming back to this idea that when I was younger, if I would talk about sex, it was kind of a bad thing. Like, I was kind of getting shut down by especially men, because I was constantly being shut down by talking about sex, I think I naturally didn't want to talk about it anymore. Now I'm learning the importance again about talking about sex and being open, especially to your partner or to your bed partner or whoever, like speaking about sex, not only in the bedroom, but also outside. And I think I heard a sex psychologist talk about this, that like that is the key to good sex. Like the key to good sex is talking about sex and being open to talk about what you like, what you want to explore, what you don't want to explore. And she was actually a big advocate. I don't know how you say that. She encouraged the idea of talking about sex not only in the bedroom but also outside of the bedroom, because then there's maybe like less pressure, because it's like not in the moment, you know. Like on one hand, it's kind of like awkward to know that this is gonna go on the internet. Okay, I hope that this episode kind of makes sense. And again, I really want to preface that like everything I say in here, specifically with like the statistics and everything, like this doesn't count for everyone. Everyone has a different experience, and I just kind of want to open the conversation to talk more about sex and talk more about, I just kind of always wondered about these things and how it is for a guy, and this idea that for them it's way more physical and visual, and for females is maybe a bit more of a mind game. And hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to rate this show on Spotify, or if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe and like the video. Leave a comment. I'm really curious about what you guys think about this one. Okay, I really hope my parents are not listening to this. Okay, thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.